Right now, we want to tell you about a new project here at NPR and invite you to participate. It's called Get My Vote, an online space where people can explain their core political beliefs and share personal stories about how those beliefs were formed. In other words, what does a candidate have to do to get your vote?
I want a candidate who will guide us in what is a very difficult immigration policy debate in a way that gets us to answers, but that treats us with respect.
I'm going to be going thinking about the person who I feel can not only give a new face to America and bring some credibility back to America and some respect, because I think America's respect has only been because it's so big, because it's so massive.
And I feel that the government is promising way too much, and I, you know, think about the words of Ronald Reagan, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help," are the 9 scariest words that any American can ever hear.
A candidate who says he's going to save the Social Security system by harming it will not get my vote. I think a country should be measured by the care it gives to its elders.
That was immigration advocate Cecilia Munoz, Sundra Oakley of Los Angeles, student David Gorey, and labor union official Paul Booth. Four of the people who have already posted on Get My Vote. Joe Mattazzoni, senior supervising producer at NPR's Digital Media, joins us here in Studio 3A. Nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Neil.
And I just gave a capsule description of Get My Vote. Give us the longer version.
I think to conceptualize it, I think you can think of it as YouTube for NPR and our member stations and our audience, which is to say that it's a website where people can go to upload a written commentary, a video, an audio commentary, all on the theme, as we just heard, of what candidates could do or what someone could do to get their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going there now. They're doing that. They're focusing on the one issue that for them is really a voting issue, whether it's health care, death penalty, small government, et cetera. And they're connecting those issues to their personal lives, as we've been talking about today.
Yeah, and talking about with our callers earlier
in
the program. What inspired this idea?
I mean, the election is about democracy. It's about people having their say. And so we really wanted to build that into our elections coverage, to let people literally have a place to go and have their say. So for the public, it's a place to participate in this debate that we hope this election will be. For NPR and for our member stations and all the programs on NPR, it's also a place to or a way to bring in new voices, new faces onto our shows and onto our websites, and to interact with those people.
Hmm.
I should say one more thing, and to let people interact with one another, which is something else they can do.
Well, that's the whole idea of these.
Right.
People could see what other people have written, can they, and respond to what other people have written.
Exactly.
And videoed and audioed.
And they can spread these things around on the internet. You can take this stuff, you can put it on your blog, you can put it on your website, you can share it in the form of an email, you can... And when you're ready, you can do your own.
Let's hear it now from somebody who did send in an essay. Joining us is Liz Garmendia, a former enlisted Air Force airman, now raising her two-year-old son, Jack. Nice to have you on the program today.
Hello, nice to be here.
And here's a bit of what you wrote on the site. When I did finally form a political opinion based on my own experiences as an airman, mom, wife, woman, and a long overdue college education, I was surprised that it was in strong opposition to my upbringing. What was that political opinion, and how did it strike you against your upbringing?
I was brought up in a Republican community, and my parents were Republican also, and they were also very anti anything that would give the federal government more power. And then I joined the military, and in the military I had free health care. It was just really easy to go get treated, you know, surgeries, having my baby, anything. And I sort of developed the opinion that everybody should have that, and it was definitely in opposition to what my parents.
And did that change your thinking about other ideas that you grew up with?
It did, and it also got me involved in politics. You know, this is the first election where I know all the issues and I formed opinions on them.
That must be, it must be exciting.
It is really exciting.
How did you find out about the Get My Vote project?
I was actually reading a book that one of the producers at NPR wrote, Devar Ardalan, and I hope I didn't mispronounce that, but she mentioned in there a couple years ago she's working on a show where they had listeners write in and then they read that, and I thought, that's really cool. I wonder if they're doing something like that now. So I went on, and it didn't take me long to find it because it's right there on NPR.org's homepage.
And then you decided, hey, this is talking about me.
Exactly. It was something that I was interested in and I had something to say about, so I went on and contributed.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Liz Garmendia joined us from her home in Altus, Oklahoma. And Joe, a lot of people are posting like she did?
Well, they're beginning to, and you know, we just launched the project recently. And what I like about Liz's story is that it's so surprising and interesting, and it's not the sort of thing that you typically hear. And that's what makes these type of projects, these social media projects, compelling, is they're not filtered by the media. They're somewhat unpredictable. They're personal. And these are authentic voices, American voices.
Voices you might not necessarily hear on the radio, on television, or in newspapers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some people may not be familiar with the technology of posting audio and video. I think most of us get text at this point in our lives. But that can be difficult for some people.
Well, we've tried to make it as easy as possible. You know, if you go to npr.org/getmyvote, or you can actually participate through a number of member stations who are beginning to build this project into their sites, we'll try to lead you through it. But if people want to, if people are most comfortable with text, they can absolutely provide a written commentary, and a lot of people are doing that. If you know how to use audio and video, that's terrific. You can actually record it directly into the site using the, if you have a camera in your computer, which anybody, any Mac user, for example, does, or you can upload it. It's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Also, as you're going through this stuff, this is an opportunity. Are people responding to other things that other people have written or videoed?
Yes, they are. And I think that's one of the things that is very exciting for anybody who does it. I think what I've heard is that you soon find yourself checking back to see what people are saying to you. And you can, by the way, you can make as many commentaries as you want. You don't have to do only one.
Well, not one to a customer. As I understand now, if you go to that website, npr.org/getmyvote, you're going to be confronted with a terrifying picture of me. and in fact, it's a little video soliciting contributions from listeners and touting this particular program, which we're talking about, trying to solicit aha moments. But I know that some of those who have been listeners to this program, their written contributions also appear on our blog.
Absolutely. I don't want to get too bogged down with the technology, but this
please,
is,
you're going to lose me fast.
This is a tool set that's meant to be used by all our shows. So what your web producers have done is to put some things on your blog that bring all the contributions you've had to the Toten discussion right into your Toten blog, so people can follow it from there.
Again, that site is npr.org/blogofthenation. The site for Get My Vote is npr.org/getmyvote. Check it out, and maybe you want to contribute an essay or an audio or a video contribution, and maybe respond to what some other people have said. Joe Mattazzoni, thanks very much. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Neil.
Joe Mattazzoni is the senior supervising producer at NPR Digital Media with us here in Studio 3A.